Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Roz Rose the Pacific is brought to you by CacheFly. CacheFly.com. This is Roz Rose the Pacific, episode 45, for May 22nd, 2009. Tuvalu or bust? Yes, it's time once again for Roz Rose the Pacific. Hello, everybody. Leo Laporte here. Roz Savage, our ocean rower, completed her transit of the Atlantic Ocean solo by herself a few years back. Last year, we covered part one of her crossing of the Pacific, the San Francisco to Hawaii leg. And now she's ready to leave on part two, her second of three legs to cross the Pacific. She's leaving Hawaii on Sunday for Tuvalu, or somewhere thereabouts. We thought we'd check in with her and see how her preparations are going.
Hello.
Hey, Roz.
Hi.
Yay.
There you are. Hello. Hello from Hawaii. Aloha.
Oh, I'm so jealous, but you won't be there long.
That's right. Yes, on Sunday, I am setting out again.
Wow.
Rowing off into the sunset at 6 p.m.
And tell us why Sunday at 6 p.m.
Well, it's actually a pretty good time of year to be going. I was originally going to be going last Sunday, but then I postponed it by a week because I had to whiz over to Nashville to speak at the Climate Project conference and, you know, have dinner with old Al, as you do.
Wait a minute. So you had dinner with Al Gore?
No, I'm exaggerating. We spoke. We didn't have dinner
together. Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, I gave a presentation at the conference, which was really cool because this year my environmental mission in the row is all about climate change. So it was great to go and meet 500 of his ambassadors there who were trained to go forth and give the PowerPoint presentation and to recruit them to my cause.
What was a lot of fun. What was his reaction to what you're up to here?
Very positive, actually. In fact, one of my favorite moments was when we were being photographed together and he said, Roz, last night I showed your website to my wife and daughter.
Oh,
and nice. I just imagined him sitting there with Tipper, like looking at my little Roz tracker. Isn't that nice?
That's so exciting. So yeah. What is different about this time? Any changes? I mean, you know, you had a few mishaps in the first leg of the row. Water maker went out.
Little mishaps like that. Yeah.
Backup water maker went out.
Yes. Well, this time, the bit of the water maker that failed last time was the feed pump, which, funnily enough, didn't take too kindly to being immersed in salt water. So this time around, I am taking no fewer than three feed pumps for the water maker. So that if one gives up the ghost, I can just swap it out, put another one in. So hopefully that shouldn't be a problem this time around. We've also just really, really simplified all the electronics on the boat because I've realized that because salt water and electrics are just such an unhappy combination, it's much better if I just take handheld electric devices and then when I'm not using them, put them away in a waterproof case rather than having things attached to the boat. So hopefully that should improve the longevity of my electrical devices. I've also got some exciting new toys to play with on the technology side. So I'm really looking forward to sharing my adventure online this summer.
I see you've set up FriendFeed. I'm thrilled. I actually had an imaginary Roz on FriendFeed. You know, you could set up imaginary friends to follow you. So now I could follow you directly on FriendFeed. That's fantastic. The tracker, tell us about that. You're going to use the same tracker? What are you going to do this time? It's a widget and a Google gadget and an iPhone application.
Absolutely. I'm so excited about my new Roz tracker. It's going live hopefully later on today in a matter of hours. It's been developed for me by a company here in Hawaii called Arkinoetics. And they kind of stepped into the gap when, unfortunately, my previous developers slightly let me down. But it's going to be really cool. It's going to show the track of my GPS transponder as I row slowly across the ocean. So that's going to be updating about every 4 hours. But then it's also going to geotag all my social media postings. So my Twitter updates, my blogs, podcasts, videos, they will all have a little icon, like a little YouTube icon or a little Twitter icon on my ROS tracker. So it'll be like I'm leaving this trail of social media across the ocean in my wake.
So how are you going to Twitter? Are you going to, you're going to be able to do all of this?
Yeah. From my satellite phone, I can post via Twitter mail. Or in fact, the way that we're going to do it is Arcano Essex have set up a central email address and I can send my tweets and my blogs to there. The videos need to go via my editor, so she'll actually submit those. So it's actually very straightforward from the boat. All I need to do is exactly the same as I was doing last year. Just compose a text message, send that as a tweet. The blogs I do on my laptop that I then connect up to my satellite phone, which acts as the data modem. And then it all gets emailed to this central email address and they take care of the geotagging there. So from my end, it's actually very straightforward.
That's great. That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm not aware of anybody else who's doing anything quite like this. So we're really out there at the bleeding edge of technology. And believe me, there has been blood, sweat and tears going into this. But I think it's going to be so worthwhile.
Any changes? Go ahead.
Sorry, I just need to tell you, there's also all kinds of cool stats on the if you click on my little avatar, there's like this little blonde Roz with pigtails in the boat. And if you click on that, it'll show you all kinds of statistics about my voyage, what heading I've been on. I wish it was live now so that we could actually be looking at it. But hopefully from next week, when I'm actually out on the water, it will be live. And so if you're able to show my website screen to your viewers as you're doing right now, it would be great if you could actually, you'll be able to track my progress there, and it should be pretty cool.
This will all be at rozsavage.com. You can go there. You can also go there to support Roz. She's got a Savage store now. I love that.
Yes, thank you to my friends at eBay for helping out with that.
And you've got books, you've got hats, you've got a solar pedometer, which I want to get. That looks really cool.
Yeah, well, this is all to do with my environmental mission for this year, which is to ask people to match my 10,000 oar strokes a day with 10,000 steps a day. And the good news for them is it only takes like an hour and a bit to do 10,000 steps. And the bad news for me is it takes me 10 hours to do 10,000 oar strokes.
It's a lot easier for us than you.
Exactly. If I can be out there rowing 10 hours a day, then what's your excuse for not walking down to the coffee shop?
A good point. You got a really good point on that one. Oh, this is so exciting. Anything new to the boat? Any changes to the boats? Same oars? Anything else going on?
Same oars. She's got a new paint job. But we
I saw that. That looks good. Yeah, she's beautiful. She's looking really sharp.
She's looking very bling, actually. When you get close up to the paintwork, it's really kind of sparkly and twinkly. It's pretty crisp.
That won't last.
Yes, I know. The ocean's enough to take the shine off anybody, really. But yeah, she's looking lovely at the moment. And huge thanks to my friend Joel from the Junk Raft. If you remember, I met Joel last year. He and his crewmate resupplied me with water and I resupplied them with food a few hundred miles east of Hawaii. And Joel is based here in Hawaii and he's been helping with all the work on my boat, as have many other people, actually. I feel the aloha spirit has definitely been alive and kicking for me here in Hawaii this time. The people here have just been absolutely wonderful, helping out with the boat. And also just one of the best hours invested, I think, was just after I arrived here a month ago. I went down to the local geek meet, which took place in a local park. And the people I met there just have been wonderful. So many doors have opened up, and you know, that geek brotherhood, it's a very powerful network. And
yeah,
it's
sure
just been really wonderful.
That's great. I'm thrilled to hear that the geeks are stepping up to assist you on your trip. The website has really become just fully social mediaized. I'm really pleased to see that.
Yes, I really love it. I know we've had a few technical issues, and I would like to apologize to people who've been using Internet Explorer. I know they've had a few frustrations with it. What can I say? Get yourself a Mac and install Firefox.
get a real browser, for crying out loud.
Exactly.
You're in the minority now.
But I think we've solved all those teething problems. So hopefully everybody will have full access to all the multimedia that's on there. I'm just having so much fun with it. You know, I'm going to miss the internet when I'm out on the ocean.
Yeah, you become a utter geek.
I can only do transmit mode there.
Yeah.
All I can do. I've got the world's first dial-up data modem. So, yes, I'm going to be looking forward to getting back to dry land for many reasons.
Well, we'll be talking to you this time every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 1:30 4:30 Eastern, 1:30 Pacific time, which is going to get later and later in the day for you. I hope it doesn't get too late, but it'll be kind of like dinner time for you, maybe early evening, right?
Yeah, actually, no, it's going to get...
It's the other way. It's the other way.
Yeah.
I never got this down. Okay.
It's so confusing.
So it's earlier, so it's going to earlier and earlier in the day. Well, I hope it doesn't get too early. But anyway, we'll figure that out. I hope it works for you. If it doesn't, we can change the time. But I know people are going to be very interested to hear how you're doing, your progress, and so forth. So you're leaving Sunday. Do you have an estimate of how... Is it the same roughly distance to Tuvalu as it is from San Francisco to Hawaii?
It is. I don't really know how long it's going to take me to get there. If you recall, when I left from San Francisco, the first 6 weeks, I pretty much just zigzagged down.
Miserable.
The coast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't making much progress at all. It took me 6 weeks to cross the first two lines of longitude.
You won't have that problem this time, will you?
I won't. But I will have the problem of the equatorial countercurrent. So I think the last time the problem was trying to get west. This time the problem might be trying to get south, but I really, really want to get across the equator so that I'm well set up for next year's final stage coming into Australia. So I'm taking Nicole, my program director, is putting together a little party pack for me so that if and when I manage to cross the equator, there'll be a bit of a celebration there. So that's really the big goal for this year, is to try and get down into the southern hemisphere. And I'm hoping that the...
You mean you might not get into the southern hemisphere? I mean, like you could fail?
It's a possibility.
What would happen? Is there somewhere you could go that would just be due west?
Pretty much,
Russia.
Yes. If I was a
Japan, I mean, where are you going to end up?
If I was a piece of trash, and please do not comment on that. if I was a piece of trash, then and just like disappearing off a beach in Hawaii, I would actually end up in the Marshall Islands, which are a little bit north of the equator.
Right,
and it wouldn't be the end of the world if I end up there, but it would just mean it's going to be more difficult trying to then next year get south into Australia. So, and anyway, I want to have my party when I cross the equator on this leg.
I know traditionally mariners do a big Neptune party, but you know you're going to be all alone. I guess you could have your own little. We'll talk to you. You call us the minute you cross the equator, any time of the day or night, and we'll put you on. We'll throw a party here.
Leo, every time I talk with you, it's like a party. It's great.
I'm so excited, Roz. This is great. Why is it so difficult to cross the equator? I know people who watched the show in the past probably have heard this before, but what is the difficulty?
Well, I'll be able to tell you a lot more about it when I actually get there. But what I do know about it is that there's this countercurrent that is going the wrong way for my purposes. It's going from west to east. And it's only going very slowly, but there again, so am I. So even though it's only going at about one knot, it could actually...
Could you end up in South America?
Unlikely.
Okay.
Unlikely,
okay.
I would say.
You'll get through it eventually.
I will get through it eventually, but, you know, if the ocean has taught me anything, it's patience.
Right.
So it's going to, when I get to that awkward band, the plan is just like if you're crossing a freeway, you wouldn't, but on foot, you would cut across it as directly as you can. That's pretty much my strategy with the equatorial countercurrent. So we'll see what happens. It's always interesting at this stage. You just think, well, when I was on the Atlantic, I ran out of oars.
Yes.
Stage one of the Pacific, I ran out of water.
Yes.
Stage two of the Pacific.
What's going to happen?
What's going to happen? And if only I had a crystal ball.
Well, we started doing this last year at this time, and I was very afraid for you. I mean, I really was terrified of the whole thing. And you're always so chipper and positive. And I thought, she's nuts. And
thank you.
You're just nuts. And then I kind of have more confidence now because I've seen how you triumph over anything. You just keep going. And I know that nothing's going to stop you. But we have to underscore for everybody who's watching, there's no rescue. There's no chase boat. There's nobody, once you get far enough away from Hawaii, there's nobody out there. So you're on your own.
That's right. But in a way, that's very invigorating. I mean, at least I'm not, I suppose, expecting anybody else to help me out. I know I've only got myself to rely on. And after 5,500 miles on the ocean, 212 days, I feel that I've developed a confidence that most things I can cope with. They might not be fun at the time, but when I look at the challenges that I've had to face in the past and the way that I've got through them, I think I have developed that confidence that whatever happens, if I just stay calm, just think carefully about what I'm doing, I'll figure out a solution somehow.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I guess what I was saying is that I've kind of learned that from you, and I now have absolute faith in your ability and determination. There's no question in my mind that next stop, Tuvalu, Marshall Islands, something out there. Something in the
so
west.
So long as it's an island.
It's an island in the west.
An airport and a bar and a restaurant.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
exactly.
Happy.
Yeah, exactly. You're bringing an iPod. Did you get the iPod with the books on it?
I did. Thank you so much for those. Oh. I'm really looking forward to listening to them.
And I think we got some more for you, right?
Yes. Audible.com sent me $500 worth of credits, and audible.co.uk sent me 100 book credits.
Oh, you're set.
So that's like a year's worth, isn't it?
This is going to get you to Australia. You've got another whole plenty of stuff.
Yes. So I'm actually, and I've got some really yummy food as well on board. I'm almost looking forward to going out there.
Did you save the chocolate I gave you?
No. That might not have survived.
I'll send you some. I have a few bars of Amano left. I'll send you some, but you have to promise, we'll have to FedEx it, and you have to promise not to, I don't know if it'll make it by Sunday. I'm going to send it right away. We'll send somebody out. But so what else? What other treats do you have on board?
Well, a lovely lady on Maui has made me some fantastic raw food crackers. And Nicole, my program director, was a bit skeptical about these. But as we were unpacking them, and they're labeled things like Sun Burger and falafel, and Nicole's looking at them going, do you need a crewmate?
She wants to eat some. That's great.
And I've got 400 Lara bars with me.
Good.
And they've got a lovely new flavor, peanut butter jelly. It's really
yum.
Good. I don't think that's available in the stores yet, but you see, ocean rowers get special privileges.
Min's asking in friend feed, in our friend feed conversation room, actually a good question. I mean, you just have to cross the Pacific. Why not just go to Japan? Why are you going to cross the equator?
It would be very difficult to go to Japan because the currents and the winds wouldn't really be helping me so much to get there. So admittedly, going to Australia is also pretty challenging, but I did just want to get down into the Southern Hemisphere. Apart from anything else, I want to go and see these South Pacific islands. I think that's going to be a pretty cool part of the world to explore.
I agree.
So there aren't really any islands like that on the way to Japan. But yeah, it's a good question. In fact, some friends of mine, I need to check their website, Golden Gate Endeavour. Two British guys are setting out to row from Japan to San Francisco, and they're due to arrive in the Bay Area in September. So I'm really hoping that I can be there to greet them in. So they're doing, if you're going to go between California and Japan, you tend to do it that way. You do west to east.
And it's easier probably because you don't have to fight the currents on the California coast.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have I'm so excited about this. You've got the books, which I know made it easier. You've got the Lara bars. You've got 18 different water makers. Are you expecting any rendezvous along the way? Do you have anybody like the junk boat out there that you know?
There are some potential ones. There's an Australian guy who's sailing around the world who might drop in. And in fact, I don't know if you remember the White Holly that helped me salvage my boat in 2007 after the airlift.
Right.
Well, Captain Vince and the White Holly are due to arrive in Hawaii very soon. So
that's a research vessel, yes?
That's correct, yeah. Yes. And in fact, we're trying to find somebody who might be able to give Nicole a ride down into the South Pacific because we're not sure exactly where I'm going to land up and we're not sure when. And we're probably not going to manage to get NBC out there. So basically, Nicole's probably going to be the only person who can record this event for posterity.
Or Anne Dane.
Well, if Dane wants to come out too, that would be great.
Dane's lobbying hard. He had a great time in Hawaii waiting for you.
Yeah, although San Francisco to Hawaii is a relatively easy journey. It might be a little bit harder to get to
depends on which island.
Coral atoll in the South Pacific. Well, but we're trying to keep our carbon footprint down. So Nicole's actually going to be spending the summer here in Hawaii and hoping to hitch a ride on a boat to come and rendezvous with me down in the South Pacific.
So she's looking for somebody who's planning a voyage to the Tuvalu area.
Yes, somewhere within 1,000 miles of Tuvalu.
You enjoy that phone call. You don't have very many cell phone calls left. You're going to be on the road very soon. Now, we're going to let you go because I know you have a great many things still to do. When you left San Francisco, it was very hurry up. Let's get the heck out of here. You have a little more leisure time. You feel pretty confident everything's ready to go and you've got it all packed up. And
Well, that was actually the electrician who's working. That phone call was from the electrician who's working on my boat.
You better call him back.
I think I better had, because the last time I saw it, my boat had no batteries on board.
Oh, dear.
Which, you know, I don't know too much about electrics, but I think that's fairly fundamental to having a functioning electric system.
Oh, dear.
So there's a lot still to do, but there are six friends arriving today from California coming out to help last minute preparations.
Okay.
I'm just so lucky, so very blessed. I've got so many amazing friends and people who are just pulling out all the stops to make this happen.
Fantastic. Roz, bon voyage. We'll talk to you next off the coast of Hawaii. You'll be three or four days into your row. And I trust everything will be going great. Safe journey.
Thank you so much. Can I just say, if you've got listeners in Hawaii who want to come down and see me off, Sunday, 6 o'clock, come down to Magic Island, and I'll be doing a row pass there. Give me a big Hawaiian aloha and bon voyage.
Fantastic. 6 p.m. Hawaiian time. And I would love to see that. Take pictures and send us video if you do that, folks. Thank you, Roz.
Oh, and we'll be live video streaming as well. Oh. I'll put details on the website.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, we'll try to pick it up. If you do it, we'll pick it up on Twit. It might be in between shows, but we'll pick it up on Twit. That's great.
That would be really cool. Thanks, Leo.
Thanks,
lovely
Roz.
To be back on the show.
Safe travels. We'll talk to you in a week. Bye-bye, Roz Savage. That's Roz Savage, ready to begin leg two of her voyage across the Pacific. Follow Roz on the web at twit.tv/Roz, on her website at rozsavage.com. She's Roz Savage on Twitter and Roz Savage on FriendFeed. And there's lots more on her website, too. Pictures, the widget, the navigation widget, and more. We also invite you to subscribe to the podcast. It's available in the Zoom store and the iTunes store. It's free, of course. Just press the subscribe button. If you search for Roz Rose, you'll find it on either spot. And we'll see you next week, next Friday, and every Friday until Roz gets to Tuvalu. Thanks for joining us. I'm Leo Laporte. See you next time on Roz Rose.